When Father Khalil first arrived at St. Mary's Church, he had a lot of free time on his hands. That was in 2014.
I was asking myself and my Lord, why you send me here? Because there is nothing to do.
His boredom didn't last long. Shortly after he took over this parish, the Iraqi city of Mosul fell to the Islamic State. This led to a wave of Iraqi refugees coming to Amman. That was when Father Khalil found his new calling.
I start receiving them, giving them shelter, protection, attention, and the most important, to give them love.
These families were traumatized. Yes, they were lucky to have escaped Islamic State brutality, but the pain was fresh. The children suffered the most.
One day, I was eating with them around 8 o'clock in the night. As we are living close to the airport, it seems that one airplane was taking off, okay? When the children hear the voice of the airplane, they was thinking that this is an attack. So they start crying and looking for shelter upon the tables, the chairs, and the beds.
Numer Faisal Elias is one of the Iraqis living in Father Khalil's church. His wife, Shatha, chops cucumbers and tomatoes to make a salad. Numer and Shatha fled Mosul 2 years ago. Since then, they've been living in a space on the second floor of the church. It used to be a communal area. Today, it's home to 6 Iraqi refugees. Curtains separate the tight makeshift quarters. Laundry hangs on clotheslines next to a window. There's one bathroom and a shared kitchen down the hall. When the Islamic State first entered Mosul back in 2014, Numer says his family didn't leave the house for 4 days. Out of fear.
They start to announce through the speakers of the mosques or through the speakers on their vehicles that the Christians, they have to either pay tax or surrender or leave the city or they will be killed.
Numer, a Christian, was terrified. The family quickly packed whatever they could. With the help of a neighbor, they managed to get through ISIS checkpoints.
This was like a shock. This is my city, my grandfather's city from a long time ago. And we were there as Christian even before the Muslims. I never expect that they will kick us out from this city at any point of time. But this become a fact.
A Christian aid group helped Numair and his family get to Jordan, to Father Khalil's church.
All the thanks is for Father Khalil, who is a very honest and a man of peace.
But more than 2 years of living in a temporary space has left Numair wondering whether they'll ever have a home of their own. He has 3 daughters, 14, 18, and 20 years old. They haven't been to school since they left Mosul. What will become of their future, he asks, lighting a cigarette and shaking his head. Down the hall from Numer's family lives Qaida Hikmet. She's also a Christian from Mosul. Hikmet tells me that her husband lives in the U.S. They got married 2.5 years ago. She shows me a picture of their wedding day on her cell phone. She was supposed to join her husband earlier this month. She had an interview at the U.S. Embassy on February 6. Then came President Trump's executive order that put a temporary ban on all Syrian resettlement in the U.S. Hikmet's interview never happened. She's heartbroken. I lost everything in Iraq, she says. I'm vulnerable here. I don't understand why my case hasn't been approved. Hikmet and her husband speak several times a day. Through my translator, I ask her, what is it like to live so far away from her husband? Very hard, she says. Then she breaks down. She's here by herself, her family scattered. These days, Father Khalil's church holds Mass every day. He says it's an opportunity for the community to get together. It helps boost morale. Meanwhile, the refugees keep knocking on his door. The latest family came from Iraq just last week. Their teenage son almost died when Islamic State fighters doused him in gasoline and set him on fire. The son survived, but barely.
I am working right now to send him outside the country to be operated.
Over the past few years, the word has got out about Father Khalil and his church.
So many people, when they arrive to the airport or to the border, they have already my address and my telephone. So when they get here in Amman, they call me.
And of course, he doesn't hesitate to take them in. Father Khalil, who's Palestinian, says these families remind him of his own.
I used to be a member of a refugee family. I know what that means. When we leave our home in Bethlehem, we left everything. Our relationship, our love, my school, my church, my friends.
So he says he wants to do whatever he can.
When I give some help to these families, I tell them, please don't be humiliated, okay? It's my duty to help you. In the future, you will be ready to help others.
For the world, Shirin Jafari, Marka, Jordan.